Hollywood, Green Shampoo presents The Don Ameche Show. For lovely, lustrous hair, use Green.
No other shampoo, only Green Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
And now, here is Don Ameche.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Green Shampoo presents Pinky Lee, Betty Rhodes, Carl Hoff and his orchestra, swing choir, Truman Bradley, and our special guest, Miss Maureen O'Hara. 30 minutes sent your way of comedy, drama, and music.
Love is sweeping the country. Waves are hugging the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before. See them billing and cooing like the birdies above. Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike feels that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love. Sharing joy alike feels that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was,
never was
so much love.
Very, very, very much. And now, without further ado, I take great pleasure in introducing our very, very pretty guest, Miss Maureen O'Hara.
Hello, Don.
Top of the morning to you, Maureen, my Colleen.
And the rest of the day to you, Don.
Faith, that it's a wondrous thing to have so fine an Irish Colleen as yourself dropping by to pay respects to the likes of me.
Don, what is all this about?
But I just came back from Ireland.
Did you now? North Ireland or South Ireland?
Catalina, Ireland.
Now that you've brought up the subject, Don, have you ever been to Erin?
No, Maureen, I haven't, but I've always admired Ireland and the wonderful things that come from there.
For instance?
Well, Irish potatoes, Irish lace, and Barry Fitzgerald.
You really should visit the old country, Don, sometime. It's so beautiful.
Yes, I'd love to see the lakes, the forests, and the moors. Ah, those dim, dank, dinty moors.
Isn't anybody going to introduce me?
Oh, Pinky Lee! Why, of course I'm going to introduce you. Maureen, may I present Pinky Lee? And if you say no, it'll be perfectly understandable. Pinky, this is Maureen O'Hara.
How do you do, Pinky? I'm very happy to know you.
How can you tell? We just met.
Pinky, Maureen is just being polite.
She is not. She's crazy about me. Miss O'Hara, will you marry me?
Definitely not.
Oh, can't make up your mind, huh? Oh, I suppose you like someone like Clark Gable, huh?
I'm a girl, aren't I?
Well, what has Gable got that I haven't got besides charm, looks, money, wit, intelligence, and personality? What else is there?
That's right, Pinky. What else is there?
Well, for one thing, Pinky, Gable has savoir faire. Have you got savoir faire?
I haven't even got bus fare. But I got good prospects. I got good prospects. And because I got brains. I got more brains in my little finger than I got in my whole head.
What kind of prospects, Pinky?
Well, I'll tell you, Miss O'Hara. You see, I run a little business called Prosperity Incorporated.
What is Prosperity Incorporated, Pinky? What do you do?
Well, you see, it's like this. I solve problems for people who haven't any. See, if you've got a problem, Miss O'Hara, you just bring it to me, and I'll really give you something to worry about.
Well, Pinky, there is a great favor you can do for me,
yes?
If only you will.
Oh, Miss O'Hara, I'd do as much for you as I would for my own parents, including my father and mother.
Good. Tonight, I'm going to entertain Monsieur Donald Pierre Damichez, the famous French chef.
Oh, what do you know?
Everybody in town is trying to hire him.
That's all.
And I want him to work for me.
How do you like that?
Now, if I can impress him, I'm sure he'll accept my offer. So I want you to help me.
Oh, I'd be delightful. But what do you want me to do, Miss O'Hara?
My butler is on his vacation, so I want you to take his place.
Oh.
Do you know anything about butling?
Oh, sure. I went through basic training with Arthur Treacher. Yes, of course, you know, this job is worth lots of money to a big businessman like me.
Oh, I'm sure it is, Pinky, and I'm willing to pay you,
I'll take it.
Good. Be at my house at 7 o'clock tonight, and be sure you're dressed as a butler. What kind of coat will you wear?
A tuxedo.
Excellent. And your shirt?
Formal.
Tie?
Black.
Socks?
If you insist.
Yes. I'll run along now, and I'll see you at my house at 7.
All right.
Why, Pinky, you look the perfect butler. But isn't that coat a little long?
It has to be. I couldn't find my pants.
Oh, well, I'll go upstairs and get dressed. Now, don't forget, Pinky, I'm very anxious to employ Monsieur Damichez. So when he arrives, make him feel very, very welcome here.
Oh, don't worry. I'll give him that old Southern hospital. Oh, gosh, that must be him now. I'll give him a real French welcome.
Good evening. I'm the great Damichez.
Oh, of course. Buenas noches, Signor Parlez-vous. Au revoir, Saint Rudy Lapoux in Gay Paris.
Oh, amazing. Mademoiselle O'Hara has a Japanese butler, huh?
Wait a minute here. Miss O'Hara is expecting you, Herr Diamessi. He tells me you are a very famous chef.
I am the great Damichez, monsieur. My cooking is the toast of all France.
Oh, that's what I love, French toast.
I am especially famous for my salads, monsieur. Tell me, do you like French dressing?
Yeah, but I think their hats are so silly.
Ah, something tells me you do not appreciate the fine quality of rare cuisine, monsieur.
Oh, sure I do. But I like food better. And when it comes to eating, I'm a regular epica, a conish, a gird, a pig.
Monsieur, when the great Damichez prepares a meal, it is a symphony. My consommé is a rhapsody. My roast is a serenade. My salad, an orchestration. And my desserts, a concert of melody.
Before you can eat a meal like that, you got to join the musicians' union.
So there you are, Monsieur Damichez. I haven't kept you waiting too long, I trust.
Oh, no, not at all, mademoiselle. I am on time, I trust.
Yes, indeed. My butler has made you at home, I trust.
This gentleman here is your butler, I trust?
This is the trustingest bunch of people I ever saw.
Oh, Pinkerton, how thoughtless of you. You haven't given Monsieur Damichez a drink.
If you please, mademoiselle, the great Damichez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Will you have a cocktail, the great?
May we?
Of course you may. We all may. Will you have some brandy, sir?
A spot.
Ice?
A cube.
Soda?
A squirt.
Drink?
Never touch it.
Then how about a little shot of Dream Shampoo?
Monsieur, shall we get down to business? As you know, I'm very anxious to obtain your services.
Oh, but oui, mademoiselle. Everyone in Hollywood is crazy to have me cook for him. Claudette Colbert begs me to prepare my pâté de foie gras. Ingrid Bergman calls me for my fishy swells. Charles Boyer asks me for my crepe Suzettes.
What do you hear from Lassie?
That is enough. Mademoiselle, ever since I stepped my foot inside of your home, this pygmy peasant has insulted me. I am insulted on the inside and living on the outside. Au revoir, mademoiselle, au revoir.
I don't think he likes me.
Oh, Pinky, now you've done it. He's gone. I've lost the great Damichez.
I'm sorry, Miss O'Hara, but don't worry. I'll get another cook for you. One even better than that baritone Prudence Penny.
Oh, can you, Pinky?
Uh-huh. Sure, I'll get your child Boye.
Boye? But, Pinky, does he cook?
Listen, with Boye around the house, don't tell me you'll still find time to eat.
A new personality and a new song. Make note of the song and the singer. You want to remember them. Betty Rhodes and In Love in Vain.
It's only human for anyone to want to be in love. But who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and cry. Your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would. Cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain. I thought that I'd have easy sailing, but instead I
thank you very, very much. That was beautiful.
Gee, I'm excited. Boy, am I thrilled. I'm positively ludicrous. Just think of it, Mr. Meachie. Me, Pinky Lee, right here on the same stage with Maureen O'Hara. Oh, wait till I tell the boys down at the pool room about this.
Now, relax, Pinky, relax. It's time for...
Oh, that face, that form, that hair. Ah, my dream girl.
You mean your dream girl. For when a girl shampoos with Dreen, her hair always sparkles and shines with all its natural luster. You see, girls, Dreen is not a soap. Therefore, it can't leave dingy soap film to dull the beauty of your hair. Instead, Dreen leaves hair sparkling and alive with glamorous highlights, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And Dreen's amazing hair conditioning action leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing. Remember, if you want lovely, glamour hair...
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Thirty minutes sent your way, devoted to comedy and to music, and now to drama. Maureen O'Hara and Don Ameche bring you a radio drama based on Alfred Noy's famous poem, The Highwayman. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, and the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. Stop the carriage! Stop the carriage!
Oh, steady there! Steady! is all this?
Sorry to put you out, sir, but I'll have your purse, if you don't mind.
I'll be hanged if you will.
You'll be hanged if I don't.
What is it, Sir Guy?
Stay in the carriage, miss.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Highwayman. How goes the night? Profitably?
Well, you're a spirited girl, aren't you?
I'm not afraid of you, if that's what you mean.
Miss, don't stand there bandying words with this fellow. Your father will be worried to death wondering why the coach is late. Here, Highwayman, take my purse and let us go.
A heavy purse. It's enough to buy your freedom.
And mine?
For yours, I'll take a kiss, if you'll give it to me.
She'll see you hang first.
You're a highwayman. Aren't you accustomed to taking what you want?
I'd like to be something more than a highwayman to you.
How strange. To have a man make love to you with a gun in each hand and a bag of plunder over his shoulder. And speak of asking.
But since I am asking...
Since you are asking, of course you must have the kiss.
The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the old inn door.
Well, hello, Tom. The honey was good tonight. There's a fortune in my saddlebags on its way to fill a lot of empty Irish stomachs.
Be careful. Those men at the corner table are watching.
Who cares? No one has ever seen the North Road highwayman except in mask and cloak. Who's going to link in with a slightly tipsy and very happy courtier, huh?
I give you my word, landlord. The impudent fellow kissed your daughter. Not only did he steal my purse, but he kissed your daughter.
Oh-ho.
Well, how's her guy? What's a kiss?
See here. I hope to make that young lady my wife someday, and I can't have her running around kissing every Tom, Dick, and highwayman in the country.
Oh, but Sir Guy...
And will you please ask her to hurry and dress? We should be late for Lady Catherine's ball, and I despise being late.
May I have the pleasure of this waltz?
Oh, why, I have a partner. He went to get some refreshments.
Then you're free for the moment.
Yes, for the moment.
Now you're lighter than moonlight in my arms.
Wasn't it rather foolish of you to come here?
Oh, so you know who I am.
I know enough about you to hang you. If you think I'm going to stand by and let you rob my friends, you're vastly mistaken.
I'm your prisoner. Call out, turn me over whenever you wish.
Are you so sure I won't?
No. But I am sure that if you do, it doesn't matter very much what happens to me. As a matter of fact, I'd advise you to call out, my dear. Because if you don't, you'll be my prisoner for the rest of your life.
If I turn you over, they'll kill you.
There comes the guy. Quick, through the window.
Why did you come here tonight?
I wanted to see you. I wanted to tell you that tonight, when you kissed me, it was like...
Like the beginning of a world.
You felt that way too?
Yes.
Oh, my darling, darling. It's midnight. They'll be unmasking. I must go.
Take me with you.
I can't tonight. But I will come back for you. Good night, my darling.
Goodbye.
The highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the dark inn yard. And he tapped with his whip on the shutters. But all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess. The landlord's daughter plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair.
We'd better walk out by the gate. We don't want to awaken Father. Oh, I've waited almost 3 weeks for a word from you.
Yes, I know. I've been making plans. Tell me, would you like to be a farmer's wife?
I'd like to be yours.
Oh, that's good. There's a prize I'm after tonight. Just one prize, and then I'm quitting for good. Tomorrow, you and I will find a clergyman and become Mr. and Mrs. Farmer, and that will be the end of the highwayman.
Oh, darling, darling.
Just one thing. If they press me sharply, I may not get here during the day. If I don't, look for me by moonlight.
You will surely come.
I'll come to you by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. And Dark in the dark old inn yard, a stable wicket creaked, where Tim, the ostler, listened. His face was white and peaked. His eyes were hollows of madness. His hair like moldy hay. But he loved the landlord's daughter, the landlord's red-lipped daughter. Dumb as a dog, he listened, and he heard the robber say, "I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way."
Well, Bess.
Well, Father?
Tim the ostler told me your whole conversation with the highwayman. I'm going to notify the king's men. They'll make short work of him.
If you do that, I'll despise you. I'll despise you and hate you and loathe you until I die.
Good night, Bess. I'm sorry, but I'll have to lock your door.
Father! Father! Father!
He did not come in the dawning. He did not come at noon. And out of the tawny sunset before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy's ribbon, looping the purple moor, King George's men came marching up to the old inn door.
You the landlord here?
I am, sir.
Where's your daughter?
She's locked in her room.
Follow me, men.
Oh, you'll treat her kindly, won't you?
She'll be all right, as long as she behaves herself. Ah, tie her to the foot of the bed. Gag her, too. I don't want to take a chance of her screaming and warning him. You would if you had the chance, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. She bound good and tight?
Yeah. Bound she is, and gagged too.
All right. You and Keith take up your watch by that window. You'll shoot from there.
She really looks like she's keeping a watch all right. All she needs is a gun tied to her chest.
That's a good idea. We'll tie one to her. Then she'll really be a dangerous little girl. Too bad her hands won't be free to aim it. She'd make short work of us.
She twisted her hands behind her, but all the knots held good. She writhed her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat and blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and the hours crawled by like years. Till now, on the stroke of midnight, cold on the stroke of midnight, the tip of one finger touched it. The trigger, at least, was hers. The tip of one finger touched it. She strove no more for the rest. Up she stood to attention, with the barrel beneath her breast.
Hark! Listen! Do you hear?
Sure it's him. We don't want to make a mistake.
Oh, it's him. I couldn't mistake that figure in a saddle. Don't try to shoot until he gets a little closer. You don't want to waste a shot and frighten me. Bess! Bess!
Blimey, she shot herself!
He's riding away! Come on!
Oh, Bess. Bess, my daughter.
He turned, he spurred him westward. He did not know who stood bowed with her head or the musket, drenched with her own red blood. Not until dawn he heard it and slowly blanched to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky with the white road smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were his spurs in the golden noon. Wine red was his velvet coat. When they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway, and he lay in his blood on the highway with a bunch of lace at his throat. And still of a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon's a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, a highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. A highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door. He whistles a tune to the windows, and who should be waiting there?
Good evening, Mr. Highwayman. How goes the night? Profitably?
Well, that depends. I'm asking for a kiss.
Aren't you accustomed to taking what you want?
But since I am asking...
Since you are asking... Of course you must have the kiss.
Who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. You know, Maureen, applause is a wonderful thing.
It certainly is, Don. But the kind of applause any girl likes best is silent or perhaps spoken softly.
Silent applause? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, there's a look of admiration in a man's eyes when a girl is at her glamorous best.
Oh. Oh, I get that. And the softly spoken kind?
Oh, that's the kind of praise a man half whispers to a girl.
You mean like this? Why should you care for jewels to crown your hair when the sun and moon both bless with gems each shining tress?
Yes, Don, like that.
And girls, your glamour certainly rates applause when you accent the loveliness of all your features. So bring out all the natural beauty of your hair, all its sparkling highlights, by using Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Dream your hair, and you reveal all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dream your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dream your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
This is a very special kind of song, and it's going to hold a very special place in the memories of a lot of people this year who will sing it, dance to it, fall in love, and remember it forever. Maybe it'll be your memory song. Betty, will you help me out on this?
I'd love to, Don.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. Enjoyed this past half hour as much as we've enjoyed sending it your way. And thank you, Maureen O'Hara, for joining us tonight.
It was wonderful, Don.
Ah, you were wonderful, Miss O'Hara. You know, I had a dream about you last night.
Did you, Pinky?
Oh, I'll say. I dreamt you held my hand and we took a long walk in the moonlight out into the cornfield.
And what did we do there?
We shucked 10 bushels of corn.
Pinky, it's time to say goodnight and tell our friends we'll be here again next Thursday with that glamorous young actress, Lana Turner.
All right, Mr. Meachie, then let's say goodnight.
All right, Pinky, I will. Until next week, then, for Pinky Lee, Betty Rhodes, the Swing Choir, Truman Bradley, Carl Hoff and the orchestra, and myself. Good night and good luck until we meet again. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.